说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey guys, how's it going? So in the last few sessions, our focus has been on pronunciation.
在上几期的节目里，我们都把重点压到了发音上，因为最近很多朋友都跟我说，因为发音不标准导致对方听不懂我们所要表达的是什么。
So I hope our sessions were helpful. And today we're gonna look at something different.
我们今天来看一下我们之前在节目里讲到的一些单词，在日常生活里有哪些地方可以用得到呢？
我要说什么
？Wrap up.
Wrap up. 这个词你记不记得是我们在开始英语的 project 的
？Yeah, early days. It was
非常非常 early 的一个 session.
Yeah.
然后自从我学到了这个词组之后，我去买戒指，他问我你要不要 wrapping paper. 我迟疑了一秒，后来我就意识到，哦 ，wrap up, wrapping paper, 那就是包装纸。这是第一次我遇见这个词。然后我在上学的时候就经常的用到，我会问我同学，哦，我们要 wrap up 了吗？
啊，
因为我们做
要收拾东西，
对，我们做手工或者是做很多的画画，要有很多的 supplies， 很多东西，所以要提前大概15分钟到20分钟去 wrap up， 开始收拾东西了吗？嗯，所以这个词 wrap up， 哦 ，wrap up 用到了太多地方。还有一个跟 wrap up 很相像的是 rip off。
嗯
，rip off
怎么拼
？R-I-P-O-F-F。
Oh, rip off.
Rip off.
Yeah, rip off.
A rip off.
Yeah, actually, so rip off 它有几个不同的意思。你是怎么样 ？How did you learn this？
我们在买 supplies 的时候
啊 ，OK，
有聊到说，哦，你买贵了，我买到的更便宜。
Right. OK. OK. Then that's a rip off.
Rip off.
嗯。R-I-P-O-F-F, right? Rip off. When it's rip off, it depends on where the stress is. 你的重音压在哪儿，它的意思其实是不一样的。So when you, 你说当你买东西买贵了的时候, then that's a rip off. 如果我买, I don't know, like if I buy coffee, right? 八块钱的 coffee, just regular coffee, then that's a rip off. Or, 如果我去游乐园,Theme park. 在 theme park 里面买任何吃的东西 it's a rip-off, right? Because 为什么一瓶水 normally it's going to be like $10? Why? When it's like $1 somewhere else, 对吧? Then that's a rip-off. So 你买东西买贵了,买的不值得, it's a rip-off.
Rip-off.
一个是重音要注意,一个是元音要注意, R-I-P, rip-off, it, rip-off.
Rip off.
Yes.
Rip off.
Rip off is something else. Rip off. 比如说哈 like, so I have a band-aid. 我这儿有一个创口贴。I think it's time to rip it off. 应该把它撕下来。To let it breathe, right? To let the wound breathe. 让伤口呼吸一下。总捂着它伤口 is not going to heal. So, do you want to rip it off or should I rip it off? To rip off something.是把某个东西撕下来。
Oh, rip it off.
I want to rip off my band-aid. 我很想把我的创口贴撕下来。I want to rip off my band-aid. To rip off 是撕下来的意思。
你可以再说一次，撕下来的这个重音是在
off, rip off.
Rip off. Oh, rip off.
Yep.
Rip off.
And then also, like, if I ripped you off, then that means 我给你卖十块钱的水。
That's rip off.
Yeah, it's a rip off for you, then I ripped you off. 我欺骗了你，我把这个水卖给了你 right? I ripped you off.
Ripped you off. 这个也有一个欺骗的意思。
对对。Well, not in the sense that I lied to you, but in the sense that, like, basically 就是我把你耍了。
Oh.
Yeah.
Rip you off, 就是把你耍了。
Right, if somebody ripped you off, 就是某某把你耍了。
所以是 ripped you off.
Ripped.
Ripped.
一定要注意元音 because, you know, 元音一旦不一样的话 it becomes another word.
See, even when we're not focusing on pronunciation, it comes up.
尽管我们已经说了今天的 focus 今天的重点不是在发音上，但是讲到英文沟通这一点真的跟标准的发音是离不开的，因为元音一错元音发不准的话，这整个单词的意思就不一样了。 So we started with the word wrap, to wrap up something. Wrap, a, W-R-A-P, wrap, 它的元音是 a 的音 a, wrap. And now we're talking about rip, rip, R-I-P, rip, 它的元音是 i, i 和 a, 你可以听得出来它们是不一样的吗？So, rip off and wrap up. Wrap up. A wrap up. Rip off. 在发音上，这两个单词的元音因素是完全不一样的。Rip off. 两个单词，每个单词只有三个字母，但是千万不要小看了这几个字母，因为 rip off 的意思 depending on how you say it, has different meanings. Rip off 两个单词，看你的口吻，看你的重音放在哪里。它的意思是不一样的，把重音放到了第一个单词上 rip off 是撕下来，但是它也有耍人的意思 rip off rip off 重音放到了 rip 上面 to rip off 这个时候 rip 是动词，但是当我们把重音放到 off 的时候 it's a rip off it's a rip off rip off 这个时候就成为了一个名词It's a rip-off. 一个东西如果是 rip-off 的话，那么就是说我们买贵了，它本身的价值并没有标签上写的那么高。
买贵了是 rip-off. That's such a rip-off.
Yep, rip-off.
Rip-off, rip-off. 然后如果是撕掉或者是别人把你耍了、
mm-hmm.
是 rip-off.
Yep, 有的时候像我们衣服上会有一些标签Like, if it makes you uncomfortable, you can rip it off.
Rip it off.
Yeah.、
Mm.
把那个标签撕下来就好 right? 要不然它会扎着你。
And so, just like ripping off the tag or label that makes you uncomfortable, the whole point of our program is to make you more comfortable speaking English and living in an English world. 就像我们衣服上如果有一个标签让我们不舒服的话，我们应该把这个标签摘掉。其实我们的节目也是为了让大家能够在一个英语的环境里更舒服一点。 So I hope you got something out of today's session. 在一个讲英文的大环境里，只要我们注意听，我们时时刻刻都在一个课堂里。
So go out there, live your best life, and we'll be back with more.
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.